Hello, this is Jill. Gavin's Corner, Counsellor Surgeries. Some time ago, I had an idea to be more approachable and to better reflect the views and concerns of our community, we should have periodic counsellor surgeries at the parish hall. It took a while to pass through council processes and some explaining as to the purpose of the sessions and how they should be run. In the end, it was agreed it was a good idea and decided that we should ask people to book in an appointment and state what they wanted to talk about up front. The theory was that it would allow us to do our research on the topics and thus prepare the answers in advance, giving a better service than otherwise would have been available. Our Green and Lib Dem SODC councillors also agreed to attend, giving a wider viewpoint, especially as most people still don't know which council bodies are responsible for which services. It has to be said, this wasn't exactly a resounding success. The two people who had booked in didn't show, and four of us sat in the room and had a productive conversation about everything on our minds, just not that of our parishioners. We thus decided for our latest one, which was held on the 8th of February, that we wouldn't ask people to book and that it was therefore just a drop-in session for anyone to pitch up and ask anything they wanted. This time, we had no idea how many, if any, would come. With some trepidation, we headed down on the morning of the 8th, expecting to battle our way through the tumbleweed to the empty room and just sit for a couple of hours chatting amongst ourselves again. Sometimes, though, people really do defy expectation. On arrival, there was already one person waiting, and we were early, and more followed by yet more. In the end, we had 11 people turn up. Okay, not exactly a crowd, but a good start. People asked questions relating to the increase in light plane traffic, change of some village road uses when the relief road is in operation, buses, parking, VE day plans and speeding through the village. We could have filled in even more time answering the questions asked and are following up with the individuals and organisations concerned. It did demonstrate that people really do care about our village. In fact, the most surprising element of all was that even after having their questions answered, everyone stayed to listen to the next question raised and the answers given. By the end, we had a pretty full room. Given the success of the session on the 8th, we will be doing more and will be looking to create a schedule of such events so that our parishioners can plan their attendance in advance. We won't be asking for questions up front again, but will be providing tea or coffee and biscuits in the future, as by the end we were all thirsty. And that article is by Gavin McLaughlin.